The Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. S-O-S. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olsen Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show.
President Biden has tested positive again. David Smut, positive again for COVID-19. David?
Yes, Arthel, we just got this news from the physician to the doctor right here. This is a physician to the president, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, putting out this memo a short time ago to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. We know the president has been spending the day here at the White House, but we got news that he is positive again for COVID after testing negative in an antigen test, which is much more sensitive and much more accurate for several times. I want to read part of this to you. This is coming from Kevin O'Connor. The physician to the president, he said, after testing negative on Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, and Friday morning, the president tested positive late Saturday morning, which means just a few hours ago.
The Chad Olsen Show.
Well, anybody at this point who still believes that vaccines provide any kind of effectiveness whatsoever. Deborah Birx out recently just admitting openly that, well, saying that she never even expected that the vaccines would provide any protection against COVID-19, which if that is true, then the level of it wipes away any shred of possibility of believing that these people had the best interests of anybody in their minds when they released any of this. Of course, we know the reality pervading that and surrounding that, and that is this was released to do exactly what it's doing, and so it's no surprise at all that Joe Biden would have COVID-19 again. And what are the odds that somebody just smothers him with a pillow and then they come out and tell us that it was COVID-19? They clearly want him out of the way for 2022, much less 2024. Wouldn't it just be so much simpler to add him to the electrocutions and shark attacks and motorcycle accidents and all the rest of it that have been counted as COVID-19? Wouldn't it be just so much easier just to smother him with a pillow behind the door, kind of like they did to Antonin Scalia? Maybe just Scalia, Joe Biden, and then the Democrats would be free to do what it is that they want to do in both the midterms and the upcoming 2024 presidential election. I isn't it obvious where all this is headed? I just let him lie in state for a few days, maybe a week. He'd probably speak even better than he speaks now. That's just odds on truth. Chad Olsen Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olsen Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.